Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 51. Eternal mind the potter is, and thought the eternal clay. The hand that fashions is divine, his works pass not away. Man is the noblest work of God, his beauty, power, and grace immortal, perfect as his mind, reflected face to face. Hymn number 51. The scriptural this morning will be given by Nancy from New Jersey.
Romans. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they are in the flesh, cannot please God. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One,
thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 17. Be firm, ye sentinels of truth. God's day of rest is near. All scowling shapes of darkness flee. The morning star shines clear. Hymn number 17.
Be friendly, sentinels.
to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And we had probably the best one we've ever had this morning. So if you missed it, please catch it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, or on our channel on YouTube. You don't want to miss it. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school has a teleconference number so that any child anywhere in the world can attend just by dialing the number. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers at all of our services, so bring the whole family. We are going to have another Bible study session next Saturday, March 28. So check the website for Bible study questions and join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You're going to love it. We've been busy printing and mailing. The Forum Highlights has been printed and mailed this week and for subscribers. And the quarterly has been printed, and the April full-text lesson sermon booklet has been printed and mailed. So we've been very busy here, and subscribers are going to have their mailboxes full. There's an article I wanted to point out that's featured on the cover page of our website that I had to read it twice to see how good it really was, entitled "The Art of Being Glad" by Bicknell Young. Really good and very appropriate for today. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we are going to have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And we will have that reading given this morning by Elsie from Alabama.
Page 427. My dear teacher, yours without date is at hand. Could you know out of what depths of material debris the first reading of the first volume of Science and Health 6 years ago last December lifted me, you would believe it had always been all I could ask. It was the only words from the pen of uninspired writers that gave me pain. As the revelation of the all good appeared to me, all other books, all forms of religion, all methods of healing, to my sense, became void. Chronic beliefs of disease of 20 years standing, dimness of sight from the belief of age, all disappeared instantly. Indeed, material life seemed blank. Why? I could not explain, but this I did know. In the realm of the real, I explain, but this I did know, in this realm, I found joy, peace, rest, love, to all unbounded, unspeakable. Human language had lost its power of expression, for no words came to me. And in all this 6 years of bliss, I still have found no words to tell my newfound life in God. The most chronic forms of disease have sometimes been healed instantly and without argument. With great love and gratitude, M.H.P.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 24 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, matter. The golden text, Zechariah. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord. The responsive reading, 1 Corinthians. As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Elizabeth from Georgia will now read.
The Bible. Isaiah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. 2 Kings. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants, and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Isaiah. At that day shall a man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. And he shall not look to the altars, the work of his hands, neither shall respect that which his fingers have made, either the groves or the images. Matthew. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Esaias, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Luke. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit, and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Galatians. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. 1 John. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Spirit, God, has created all in and of himself. Spirit never created matter. There is nothing in spirit out of which matter could be made. For as the Bible declares, without the Logos, the Aeon, or Word of God, was not anything made that was made. Spirit is the only substance, the invisible and indivisible infinite God. Things spiritual and eternal are substantial. Things material and temporal are insubstantial. Matter is the primitive belief of mortal mind, because this so-called mind has no cognizance of spirit. To mortal mind, matter is substantial, and evil is real. The so-called senses of mortals are material. Hence, the so-called life of mortals is dependent on matter. Explaining the origin of material man and mortal mind, Jesus said, quote, "Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, evil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." End quote. Matter, mythology, mortality, another name for mortal mind. Illusion, intelligence, substance, and life in non-intelligence and mortality. The opposite of truth. Jesus mapped out the path for others. He unveiled the Christ, the spiritual idea of divine love. To those buried in the belief of sin and self, living only for pleasure or the gratification of the senses, he said in substance, "Having eyes, ye see not, and having ears, ye hear not, lest ye should understand and be converted, and I might heal you." He taught that the material senses shut out truth and its healing power. Can deity be known through the material senses? Can the material senses, which receive no direct evidence of spirit, give correct testimony as to spiritual life, truth, and love? The physical senses can obtain no proof of God. They can neither see spirit through the eye, nor hear it through the ear, nor can they feel, taste, or smell spirit. According to Christian Science, the only real senses of man are spiritual, emanating from divine mind. Thought passes from God to man. But neither sensation nor report goes from material body to mind. The intercommunication is always from God to his idea, man. Spiritual sense is a conscious, constant capacity to understand God. The principle and proof of Christianity are discerned by spiritual sense. They are set forth in Jesus' demonstrations, which show, by his healing the sick, casting out evils, and destroying death, the last enemy that shall be destroyed, his disregard of matter and its so-called laws. The belief that matter thinks, sees, or feels is not more real than the belief that matter enjoys and suffers. This mortal belief, misnamed man, is error, saying matter has intelligence and sensation, nerves feel, brain thinks and sins, the stomach can make a man cross, injury can cripple, and matter can kill man. This verdict of the so-called material senses victimizes mortals, taught as they are by physiology and pathology to revere false testimony, even the errors that are destroyed by truth through spiritual sense and science. The evidence of the physical senses often reverses the real science of being, and so creates a reign of discord, assigning seeming power to sin, sickness, and death. But the great facts of life, rightly understood, defeat this triad of errors, contradict their false witnesses, and reveal the kingdom of heaven, the actual reign of harmony on earth. The material senses' reversal of the science of soul was practically exposed 1900 years ago by the demonstrations of Jesus. Yet these so-called senses still make mortal mind tributary to mortal body, and ordain certain sections of matter, such as brain and nerves, as the seats of pain and pleasure, from which matter reports to this so-called mind its status of happiness or misery. Science reverses the false testimony of the physical senses, and by this reversal, mortals arrive at the fundamental facts of being. Health is not a condition of matter, but of mind. Nor can the material senses bear reliable testimony on the subject of health. The science of mind healing shows it to be impossible for aught but mind to testify truly or to exhibit the real status of man. Therefore, the divine principle of science, reversing the testimony of the physical senses, reveals man as harmoniously existent in truth, which is the only basis of health. And thus science denies all disease, heals the sick, overthrows false evidence, and refutes materialistic logic. To understand that mind is infinite, not bounded by corporeality, not dependent upon the ear and eye for sound or sight, nor upon muscles and bones for locomotion, is a step towards the mind science by which we discern man's nature and existence. The claims of the enslaving senses must be denied and superseded. The law of the divine mind must end human bondage, or mortals will continue unaware of man's inalienable rights and in subjection to hopeless slavery, because some public teachers permit an ignorance of divine power, an ignorance that is the foundation of continued bondage and of human suffering. Citizens of the world, accept the glorious liberty of the children of God and be free. This is your divine right. The illusion of material sense, not divine law, has bound you, entangled your free limbs, crippled your capacities, enfeebled your body, and defaced the tablet of your being. Mind is the master of the corporeal senses and can conquer sickness, sin, and death. Exercise this God-given authority. Take possession of your body and govern its feeling and action. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed on man. Let's now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 162. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. It matters not what be thy lot, so love doth guide. For storm or shine, pure peace is thine, whate'er betide. Hymn number 162.
Matters not what be thy lot, so love. In the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God.
Answer you. I will
Let's now sing hymn number 347. Though mountains may depart from thee, and hills be far removed, his kindness shall remain with thee, his covenant be proved. Hymn number 347.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, on the correlative passages from 1 John, third chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Amen.